Well, very good morning, and thank you to everybody for joining us here today. I'm here with Chief Charlie Beck and President of our Los Angeles Police Commission, Steve Soboroff. And I'm very proud as Mayor of the City of Los Angeles to announce that we have a record 11th year of crime decline here in LA. Crime is down for an 11th straight year in Los Angeles because of the extraordinary efforts of this department, of our communities, and of the city family in being smart and tough on crime. Let me run through the stats for you. They speak for themselves. Last year, homicides were down 16%. Violent crime was down 12%. Double-digit drops in both. And Part 1 crime overall was down 5.2%. That's a 31.7% drop in rapes, a 12.5% drop in robberies, a 9.1% drop in aggravated assault, and property crime is down nearly 4%. Burglaries down 5.6%, auto theft down 6.4%, and perhaps one of the most important drivers of continuing violent crime, gang crime, has decreased by nearly 18%. Every single LAPD bureau, from the valley to the south part of the city, from the west to here in the central part of Los Angeles, experienced a reduction in crime. And Los Angeles homicides are lower than they've been since 1966, adjusted for the population, the lowest level since 1949. And I'm sure the chief will have more to say about Steve Soboroff's first birthday in a moment. The number of Part 1 crimes that we experience is lower today than it's been since 1956. Again, our Part 1 crimes as well, the lowest per capita since 1949, the year before the Korean War. I'm proud of these statistics, but I'm prouder of the men and women who have helped bring them about. The streets that have been reclaimed, the neighborhoods that are brought back, parks that are once again open to our kids, and lives that have been saved. Now let me add this note, because while this is certainly a proud accomplishment, we can never have any press conference about crime without recognizing the many victims of crime in the past year. The last time I was in this room, it was with a dear friend whose father was murdered. Each one of those 251 murders, homicides, is a person, is a family, is a community. And so our goal must be to try to get as close to zero on all of these crimes as we can. But we live in a complicated world, and the reasons for crime are complicated as well. So nevertheless, despite millions more people in this city since 1949 and a very changed world, it's an incredible testament to the work of this department, to the officers and civilians who drive it, to the strategies that we've engaged as part of the city family to invest in our youth and to keep our parks open in the summer. All of these together have brought crime down to the lowest levels since the 1950s. But it's because of this commitment to fight gangs. It's because of smart, data-driven policing. It's because LAPD now works with communities and not against them. And as I mentioned, it's because we're as focused on prevention and intervention as we are on enforcement. These results speak for themselves. As mayor, I will never be satisfied when it comes to public safety. And you'll see this week we're going to be talking about public safety throughout the week. We're going to be talking about policing. We're going to be talking about our fire department. We're going to be talking about emergency preparedness. We're going to be talking about crime prevention. And while we have good news, we have even more ambitious plans. And working together with this chief, we're going to continue to push crime down in every LA neighborhood. We still have pockets that are too violent, too many gunshots at night for our Angelenos, and too many tragedies that we still have to wake up or read about in the morning. And today, I'm also very proud to announce that assisting me as my permanently appointed deputy mayor for Homeland Security and Public Safety will be Eileen Decker. And I personally want to thank her for her great work and the work of her staff. As you know, she came on as interim. She's such an extraordinary individual. I thought that she was only giving me a few months, and we have figured out a way to make it work permanently. And I'm very pleased. I know Eileen's hiding some. She's back there, for those of you who don't know her. Thank you, Eileen. Her experience in helping guide these historic drops in crime, as well as her aggressive commitment to fire department reform, emergency preparedness, and homeland security, make her the clear choice. And she agreed to help us through the transition after 4 years from the previous mayor, but as months went by and crime continued to drop, it became apparent that she should have a permanent spot in this administration. We're very fortunate that she's agreed to stay. As I mentioned, I want to thank again Chief Beck for his leadership and his management of LAPD, and he's just one individual who leads this department and the staff who serves alongside with him, from the newest recruit all the way up to the oldest veteran. They each contribute to these statistics today. I'm grateful for Chief Beck's commitment to building a safer and stronger city. And a special thanks is due to our officers who have transformed the way we police this city. The men and women of LAPD put their lives on the line every single day when they roll out to serve us here in this city. And they each deserve our thanks. If you haven't done it recently, thank a police officer. Go up to them. Tell them you know what they do to sacrifice. Thank their families. And give them our gratitude for working day and night to protect and, just as importantly, to serve our communities. Finally, let me make one secondary note outside of our crime statistics to note that Los Angeles is now under a red flag warning today. We have very low humidity. We have high winds. These are perfect fire days. Working with Chief Featherstone, we've deployed an additional 21 rigs in the high-risk areas, and we will keep a very careful eye throughout the Southland. We want to make sure that when people see anything, that they immediately call them in. The repositioning which we've put in high-risk areas is prepared to make sure that we can bring down any fire, hopefully as quickly as it starts. We hope that none of them start today, but please be vigilant today. We ask Angelenos to exercise extreme caution, especially when smoking or with outdoor flames of any kind, and if you see a fire, of course, report it to 911. Thank you again to this department for what it's achieved. Some say in a recession we couldn't drive crime down. Some say crime is just going down naturally anywhere in the country. These things are not true. It takes dedicated and very precise policing, a larger public safety strategy, to be able to each year do this. I'm so proud, as your mayor, to be able to announce this again this year. Hoy es un orgullo anunciar que el crimen en Los Ángeles ha bajado por 11 años consecutivos. Hubo una caída en homicidios de 16% del año anterior, y durante el último año los delitos violentos han bajado 12%. Eso es una caída de 31.7 en violación, una caída de 12.5 en el robo, una caída de 9.1 en asalto agravando, etc. Los delitos bandilleras bajaron casi 18% en este año pasado. Como siempre, quiero agradecer al jefe Beck y su liderazgo, y Steve Soboroff, el jefe de la Comisión de la Policía, y el resto del Departamento de Policía. Estoy agradecido por su compromiso hacia una ciudad más fuerte y más segura. Muchísimas gracias. With that, I'd like to thank our Police Commission President, a man who has given so much to the city in so many different ways. He's already doing an extraordinary job strengthening this department. Please welcome President Steve Soboroff.
Thank you, Mayor, and thanks for your commitment to next year and the year after, because it's been 11 years in a row, which is quite a record. Reminds me of Johnny Wooden. You're my new Johnny Wooden. And it takes a lot to keep it going. And the answer, my friends, is community policing. And community policing provides an alternative to the four walls of a jail cell by surrounding underserved and surrounding potential people who would commit crimes with opportunity, with education, with jobs, and with caring. And that's something we all can do, and we all can do better. Congratulations, Chief.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And next we have Chief Beck, the man who's led this force, who I first came to know when I was a first day on the job as a council member, and he was just a great captain working in my district, and we've had some great things that we've been able to do over the years, and it's been one of the great joys of the last 6 months serving together. Chief Beck.
Thank you, Mayor. Good morning. You know, I get to stand up here and take credit for this, but the credit is not mine. This is a collaborative process that has worked over the last over a decade now. A lot of it is due to the support that we've gotten from the city, from the mayor's office, and that we continue to get, the support from the council, the dedication of this city to grow its police department, and then to maintain the size of the department. That has allowed us to do this. The other partner that deserves the credit is the people of Los Angeles. Community policing is not just a phrase with the Los Angeles Police Department. Building strong communities, building healthy communities, building community efficacy, communities that can that see themselves as problem solvers, is what makes the difference. You know, this police department has a long history with the people of Los Angeles, and I think our current history is that we build community. And that building a community drives crime down. When you have a community that watches after each other, you reduce crime. And that's been the story of Los Angeles. So the people of Los Angeles should be very, very proud of this. You know, 11 straight years comes as no accident. You can see crime press conferences all across the nation, but nobody has that record. Part one crime are the eight categories of crime that are defined by the FBI, have been defined that way since the 1930s, and they include property crime. Property crime, when combined with violent crime, is the most difficult to affect. It is also the type of crime that is most likely to affect you, the viewers. And we have been able to reduce all categories, not seven, not six, all eight categories of Part One crime this year, an amazing accomplishment that I think no other major city can claim. Now, to give you some perspective, and the mayor is hard to follow. He did a fantastic job of talking about the statistics, but I want to try to put some perspective on this. You know, in the 1950s and 40s, the city of Los Angeles was about half the size that it is today. And if you factor in per capita crime, part one crime per capita, and this was measured very closely in the 40s and 50s, you have to go back to 1949 to find a year that was safer in the city of Los Angeles. 65 years ago. I thought it was before Steve was born, but it turns out close, but no cigar. Close, but no cigar. So, an amazing accomplishment. Gang crime. The mayor talked about gang crime. We had a significant reduction in gang crime this year. But over the last 5 years, since this city came to the conclusion that you can't police your way out of gang violence, you have to apply other strategies. Since the mayor's office took over gang reduction and youth development, since 2008, this city has cut gang crime by half. By half. That's an amazing accomplishment in just 5 years. And that shows that this city, the city that was once known as the home of all gang crime, is now known and followed nationally as the home of the solution to gang violence. Of all the things we've done, I think that I am probably the proudest of that. The other factor that's made such a huge difference in reducing crime in the city of Los Angeles is the men and women of the Los Angeles Police Department. This truly is the greatest police department in the nation. And I know that because when I look in their eyes, when I talk to them, they are on point. They know their job is public safety. They know their job is to drive crime down. And it's not only the rank and file. I want to thank the staff of the Los Angeles Police Department, my assistant chiefs, my deputy chiefs. I couldn't ask for a better group. This accomplishment is theirs. Let me run through a couple other historic references on crime so that you can put in some perspective. For homicide, if you're judging homicide per capita, you have to go back to 1962 to find a better year. For raw numbers of homicides, you have to go back to 1966. 1966, the city was 1.5 million smaller than it is today. For rapes, one of the most horrific crimes that we investigate, rapes per capita, you have to go back to 1954 to find a better year. Robberies, 1964. Assaults, 1960. Violent crime, all categories, you have to go back to the mid-50s. And when you combine them all together, as I said, 1949, an amazing accomplishment and one we're very proud of. But as the mayor said, our work is not done. Our strategies work, but they need to be refined. Our relationship with the community is better, but it's not perfect. You know, every day, as a police department, we try to put good faith in that bank of community trust. And we'll continue to do that. And if we can do that and continue to be supported by the government of the city of Los Angeles, which I know that we are, we will drive crime down again next year. So thank you all very much, and we have time for questions.
Thank you. Let me also just thank the City Council for their good work, Council President Herb Wesson, the chair of our Public Safety Committee, as well, Mitchell Englander, who serves as a reserve officer, and the council for continuing that commitment, not just to the police department, but also to the ongoing work that certainly led as a council member and council president, continue to do so as mayor in the intervention and prevention areas. We couldn't do it without their very strong partnership. Any questions? I'll hand it over to the chief, but that was something that I heard about during the mayor's race as well, and learned from the chief that I believe that was inaccurate at the time, that was something that everybody just kind of accepted. I don't know if it came out in the recent 2020 report as well, but I'll let the chief speak to it more powerfully, but it was one of the things he talked about.
You know, first of all, a lot of things get said about policing that are not accurate, and then they get to be repeated over and over again because some people don't do their research. For 2013, all the clearance rates aren't tabulated. Homicide is the easiest one to tabulate because it is the lowest numeric crime category. Homicide clearance rate is just below 70%, which is right at our target and right on track with the last 2 or 3 years. You know, we've had worse years, we've had better years. I'm not concerned about the clearance rates. You know, obviously there, you know, we do need a restoration of available overtime for our homicide detectives, but they're doing a fantastic job in the situation that we have put them in. I am not concerned about clearance rates. We can make those available to anybody that wants to see them. Pardon me? Well, you know, we are concerned about all the neighborhoods that suffer from violent crime and property crime. You know, this is a across the city reduction. Every one of our four bureaus has a significant reduction. But as the mayor said, 251 homicides is 251 too many. You know, and particularly. South Bureau and Central Bureau still suffer a level of violent crime that is not acceptable. And, you know, we will never claim victory in this. You know, this is an ongoing process of making this the safest big city in America. You know, and violent crime per capita, we are the safest of the top five cities in America.
We're doing police commission meetings in every single council district.
Speaking of the microphone.
Remotely.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're reaching out to every community and every council district by taking our police commission meetings, the full police commission, the chief, et cetera, into every community. The first one is tomorrow evening. It's Council District 11, but we'll be covering all the council districts.
Chief Beck, there is an 11% increase in attacks on police officers, according to your statistics.
Well, that's not exactly true. Attacks on a gang, in gang-related attacks on police officers.
That chart is for the
that's for gang crime. Yeah. And I think the number is, it's in the low teens, the number of increase. Of the 11 categories of gang crime, that's the only one that's seen an increase. It's a small number. Is it of concern? Yes, but it's such a small number, it varies. You know, it has a large fluctuation factor.
Chief, accounting for things like better policing, more targeted policing, technological policing, and also, you know, heavier prison sentences, there are other things when you look at as a landscape societally or technologically that might account or be helping drive some of this for your department and others?
Well, you know, the advances in technology have helped tremendously. You know, the ability to capture DNA from arrestees has helped us to solve innumerable serious crimes, including reach back into the distant past and solve crimes that even precede my time as a Los Angeles police officer. You know, as we continue to progress in DNA, as we continue to progress in our ability to monitor electronics, you know, that makes a tremendous difference in solving crime. And solving crime is a significant way to prevent crime. You know, that people, when they commit crimes, consider a number of things, and one of them is the likelihood of capture. And increasing the likelihood of capture is always positive when reducing crime.
In 2014, I think landmark progress is going to be made in relation to in-car video cameras and certainly the on-body cameras, showing the truth, and the truth works in this business.
David?
Will you be proposing, or will the chief be asking for a significant restoration in overtime levy? And do you have a sense right now what type of restoration that would be?
I don't. We're, as you know, engaged in a new budget process, which is asking departments not to just accept every line item and every position that they inherit year to year, but really thinking about the priorities and the outcomes and building from zero up. I've been going to roll calls, and this is a question that comes up with a lot of officers. I do expect in the next few years to restore overtime. To what level, I can't speak to today, and it won't be dramatic in the near term in this next year. But I do hope that with an economy, as we all know, the city budget follows the economy by a year. So even though things may be good today, we have to wait till those receipts come in. But it is one of the priority areas, along with making sure that the fire department has the technological advances that they need in the staffing, and also the recreation and parks department. Those have been the priorities I've put out there. I can't speak to what level, but yes, that will be a priority in the coming year.
And along the same line, will you be looking to...
And will he ask? I don't know. You got to ask him. I'm sure he will. I would expect him to do nothing less. Right, yeah, I think he already did in the budget that was submitted. So we'll see. Latest number, I believe, we ended the year at 9,909, which is nearly 100 lower than is acceptable to me. I meet regularly with the chief every week and have worked with him, this department, and the personnel department to say this is unacceptable. We need to go after changing that number and getting up to the authorized level of 10,000 officers. The backlog has not been primarily, I'll answer about the salaries, primarily because of salaries. The issue has been about, we have plenty of candidates, they're all backlogged right now in doing the background investigations. And so we have expedited that with the personnel department. We just processed 20 of them. There's another 200, is it, that are waiting to move forward so that we can have good classes. We'll have a class at the end of this month. I've talked to the chief about as many classes as we can do towards the end of the year. I expect this chief and together with the personnel department to have us at 10,000 at the end of this fiscal year. That's my expectation. In terms of the differential in salaries, this was, you know, a proposal that had come to us from the police union. I think they even proposed that it be as low as half the salary. At the time, the CAO and others said that would be detrimental, and they moved that up to, I think, a 20% differential. Yes. I'm asked this in a lot of roll calls as well, and I said, in the next few years, handful of years, I do think that we will be able to address that and bring that back to where it was, but don't expect that to happen overnight. We can't afford to do that in a single year. I won't leave behind those officers that were caught in that generation that got hired there, so it won't just be new recruits and suddenly you're in this strange generation between the new and the old, but that will be something that we are going to fold into our negotiations with the Police Protective League for their new contract.
Mayor, can you talk about how you see LAPD as being a model for being data-driven?
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, thank you for the question. You know, Los Angeles Police Department really took on a data-driven model that sets clear goals, but also has a management structure to follow those goals. And CompStat, which was first developed within the criminal justice and in policing sphere, is something that we're applying to all of our departments. And when you look at the management foundation of that, it isn't just for policing. In this room, I had all my general managers come and have a presentation on CompStat. I don't know how people can judge me as a mayor if I don't set out goals. I don't know how I can judge my general managers and chiefs and executive directors if they're not doing the same. So my expectation is they do this within their organization, and we're doing this to them. What do we expect in terms of the library? What do we expect in terms of our recreation and parks department? What are the metrics for response time inside the fire department instead of we're just in an abstract way going to try to do better? So this has really been a great thing, and because of the depth of management experience now, over a decade using this, the police department has been a wonderful kind of mentor to other departments. Again, they've got to find their own things, but most of CompStat, which you guys don't see, is about the administrative management of this department, not about the crime statistics. Managing overtime, managing budgets, making sure that you're hitting those metrics, and that's something that I intend to leave behind as a legacy of this administration. Other questions? All right. Thank you all very much. Appreciate it.